Rear end raisins.
What are they?
Chair cherries. Are you familiar with that? Or toilet trophies? Hemorrhoids.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show. Numbers in is 402-915-0962. Keep those texts coming. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Don't forget, we have Lancer tickets up for grabs for this weekend, okay? It's a it's the National USA Hockey National Team on Friday and Saturday, so we have a couple four-packs for you. That's at the contest page on bigpartyshow.com. All things Big Party Show. I like how you said that on Monday. That's the main hub. That's the home base is the bigpartyshow.com.
Yes.
That's where everything happens. So, yeah, if you want those
landing
tickets,
spot, go ahead and enjoy yourself.
Before we jump down, we're talking about head massages. Is that a thing is what you heard?
Yeah. Or? So my friend went and, you know, to be like, I don't know if it was part of a larger massage, but she was talking about how she had gotten like a head massage. It was like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I honestly, like, I was just like, oh my God, that sounds so nice. And so she was telling me about it, like how they do behind your neck, like where your, you know, where your skull meets your neck, there's that soft part.
Yeah.
And just how much tension you hold in there, because like you're holding up your head. And so I was like trying to do it. Like I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you can't give yourself a head massage. Like it's not the same. Like you can work out the tension, but it's not as relaxing as like. And it reminded me, like, I remember when I was little, my mom always had like really good nails.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Oh,
and
I
she
love
would do
that.
This thing where she would rub your skull, where she would like rub your nails
on your,
and you just be like, "Oh my God!"
Isn't that amazing? Have you ever seen that tool that people have? That
yeah, the like the weird thing where it's like the metal scratcher. Yeah,
still not the
but
same.
But again, I don't think you can do it to yourself.
No, because you know what you're doing. And sadly enough, Molly, when you bring this up, I have not had a head massage like that since I've had no hair. And that's been a long time. I know, isn't that
sad?
Yeah,
because you don't get your hair cut or washed or anything.
I don't get it done. Yeah, I don't get it done. So, yeah, that would be amazing. I would go right now. People would think I'm a freak. I'm like, I want a head massage. Use oils. I want oils and everything.
I don't think you're a freak. I think that that's a real thing. People neglect the fact that they hold so much tension in their, like, shoulders and head.
Yeah,
like
I do.
You focus so much on your back and things like that, but it's all part of the same system. And you realize, like, your head weighs, I don't know, like 10 pounds. I mean, you have a bowling ball on the top of your body. And while we rest and we, like, sleep and nap and things like that, but, like, all day long we're holding that tension.
On that,
and
yeah,
so I really
head.
Do think that there is something where it's, like, just to go in, listen, if anybody out there knows of a place that just does like scalp massages, please email the show, Big Party, bpscrasher@gmail.com, because I'm all for it. Like, yeah. I just want, like, I want someone to touch my head.
I know. Me too. I yearn for the human touch. And then we have talked about that before, the foot massage place.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's at Westroads. All right. I'm sure anybody has gone, they know about it. It's amazing. It's cheaper than a full body massage, and they really work you to death. I have tons of friends now that go now. But yeah, I highly recommend you should take Ann there. And you should go there. The only thing is that there is a language barrier.
Okay.
And they can be really rough on you because they're using elbows and everything. And so the first time I went, it was so painful. I couldn't tell the difference. It's like that felt good. Now this hurts. Now that feels good at the same time. And it hurts so bad. I'm like being tortured. Well, the next time I went, I was talking to the owner lady and she asked if I wanted to do that again. And I said, no, that sucked. That hurt so bad. She said,
"Oh, really?"
She said, "I am so sorry." I go, "I didn't want to." She goes, "Just tell him to go softer." And I said, I know you could. She goes, yeah. The reason why they do it so hard is because they have a lot of construction guys and stuff like that will show up there and they want to just work themselves out with their elbows and their, it's absolutely amazing. It is so amazing.
So was it better the second time when you were like, hey.
Yeah. Everyone I tell, everyone that I know, even Colin, the oldest, he went with Wylene, sweet Wylene, a couple times. And yeah, they worked him really hard, but he said it hurt, but he didn't say anything either. I don't know why we just don't say anything when we're in that situation. And Wylene had to tell him to go a little softer a little bit, but it's absolutely amazing. I don't understand. I mean, where does that come from? I don't know. I just love it. It's that what do you call that? Reflexology.
Yeah. Reflexology.
Your feet.
My sister and I are going for manicures and pedicures celebrate her birthday.
Very cool.
And that's the thing. Like, they're always like, do you want the deluxe pedicure package? I was like, heck yeah. I want you to touch my feet for like a half an hour. Absolutely. Where they're like doing the sugar scrub.
And they're
doing the hot stone treatment. And they put your whole leg in wax and just like you let it like, oh my God.
It's the greatest.
They're like, it's $5 million. I'm like, best $5 million I've spent this week.
Do you guys have go-to place? Because I actually, Molly, it's funny. I actually just got a pedicure yesterday with Wylene.
You did?
Yes. And I've been kind of skipping it because that's kind of our love language. That's what we've been doing together for a long time. We get to chill and hang out. I get pedicures and manicures. But now I'm breaking it down that I just cut my own. I do my own manicure type thing, just cut my nails, whatever. I just don't want to spend that cash on me. But then we had talked about it. I'm like, well, you know, we need to get back to doing that. And I haven't. And she said she was going to go get a manicure and pedicure.
Okay.
And so I haven't looked at my toes in a while. Mm-hmm. I should have took a photo. I looked at them in the morning and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, these things should have been cutting my socks up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sick. Just because you don't get pedicures doesn't mean that you just stop clipping your feet.
I just forgot. I just don't think about
it. How do you forget? You have to put socks on every day. It's winter. Don't you notice when they're like snagging?
No, I just put the socks. Well, yes, I do. Now that all comes together a little bit, I always thought it was a string inside my sock, but I'm like, how many socks do I have?
No, it was your claws trying to make their way out of the cotton barrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were that long. And now I'm embarrassed. And it does remind me of the time when you and I were out of sandals and you saw my feet and you said, oh my God. I was like, hey.
You're like, ah. I'm like, you knew we were coming to a beach. Like, it wasn't like all of a sudden, like, hey, we're doing something. Let's just go to the beach. Like, it was a planned trip. Like, you get ready for it.
Yeah.
You start kicking the tires and you start looking at things like, do I need a bikini wax?
Yeah.
Should I go get a pedicure? God. I should make sure my legs are shaved. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff you got to take care of as a woman.
I was so embarrassed going to go get it done that I had to tell the lady. I said it twice to two different women that work there. I said, it's been a while. And they go, we noticed that you don't come in as much when Wylene comes in. I'm like, yeah, I just been busy with stuff. But I said, they've gotten really long. And I'm like, oh my God, I am embarrassed.
They're in the back doing rock, paper, scissors as who has to do it. They're like, this guy, it's been a while. He says he thinks they're long. Can you even imagine? Like rock, paper, scissors for it?
I would say there are some of the toes were about a half inch long, Molly.
Don't you have to wear shoes?
Yes, but I just don't.
Your toes?
No, my toes. I don't know what it is. They love my nails. They always say I have healthy nails and stuff like that. But they did do the rock thing and then the leg massage and the hot. Oh God, I just love it.
Yeah, the hot towels.
Yes.
You're like, woo! Those are hot towels.
Yeah,
they have to wave them. Wave before they put them on your, because they're like going to like basically scald your, I'm like, oh, it's going to be the good stuff.
Oh, they have to it's like the good stuff. Oh,
wave those hot, wet towels.
And that's the other thing is that when I put my feet in the water, right? And they just pour all that water in there and it's running in there. They always ask the same question. Is it hot? There's times that it's so hot that I can barely keep them in there, but I don't say anything. I just sit there and deal with the torture.
It can't be hot enough. Like, I'm like, hotter. They're like, is it too hot? I'm like, nope. Yeah. Crank that up. I want my feet to come out lobster red. That's how hot I want it.
Yeah, you got to get it done. You are getting it done for Ann's birthday.
Yeah,
during the week and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Omaha and Lincoln made a list. I just saw that they made the happiest cities in the U.S. Look at that.
Really?
Yeah, I guess we're pretty happy. Granted, we're not in the top 15 or even the top 20, but we're in the list. Lincoln is number 18.
Okay.
For the happiest city. And then we actually fall at 26. I'm pretty happy. I'm happy here. Yeah. It's a happy place.
It's the happiest place.
And we actually beat Honolulu. How can you not be happy? I'm guessing the prices and stuff like that.
Yeah, cost of living.
Yeah. And by the way, if you do go to Honolulu, it's expensive for mm-hmm. tourists, because you guys stay on the same spot. If you guys venture out a little bit more onto the island where the locals shop, it's no different than here. It really isn't. I mean, I got family there and I'm like, if these guys can survive, it can't be that bad. Because I'd had dinner and we just got like two chicken breast like dinners and stuff like that and a mm-hmm. couple drinks, right? And it was $150. I'm like, how could anyone afford this? Mm-hmm. And then I thought about that and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to run out to a grocery store or something like that further away from the, all the touristy stuff. And then I found prices that was relevant to us. Don't get those prices on you. But yeah, that's what it is. Fremont, California is number one. Bismarck, North Dakota.
What? That's
number two.
How are you happy in Bismarck, North Dakota? This list is so effed. If Bismarck, North Dakota is number two and Honolulu beats out, it beats out everyone.
I'm with you. Let's see who's number three. Well, yeah, number three, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay,
that's an expensive place too, I think. Then four being South Burlington, Vermont. Have you been? I've never been. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Is it?
I mean, it's happy? Yeah, it's. I mean, I guess so. I wasn't polling people. Hi, okay. News reporter on the street. How happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, get out of my way, you weirdo.
Ready for this one? Fargo, North Dakota sits at five. Again. Who would go? I've been to
Fargo.
Oh, so have I in the wintertime. I never went back.
No, I went
back
in the summer. It was gorgeous.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty, but yeah, there's like a minute that it's like that. I mean, it's Fargo, North Dakota. I mean, it's pretty.
Winter was just.
I guess maybe you're happy. I don't.
That nobody goes in the winter. I mean, I don't know who goes.
Yeah.
That's a big place for concerts too, by the
way. Why were you there in the winter? Were you going to a hockey game or something or what?
No, I was visiting a friend up there. I was visiting a friend up there and we went up in the wintertime and the cliffs of snow. I just was like, I don't want to be here. This is miserable. And so, yeah, like I said, I've never gone back. But that's winter time. I don't like winter snow as much. I know we live in Nebraska. It's mm-hmm. just kind of where I'm from. And I love Nebraska and I love Omaha because what it is. And I've been all over the place. And this just mm-hmm. is a great place. And it's easy to travel to other places from here. And there's a lot of advantages. And plus now in Omaha, in the wintertime, it's a little bit milder. Sometimes you'll get a 75 and an 80.
Yeah. Like this week,
changing.
It's going to be like almost 90 degrees. You're like, geez. Yeah.
Overland Park, California. I've not been. Then you got Charleston, South Carolina, Irvine, California, Gilbert, Arizona, and then San Jose at number 10. There you go. There's your happiest cities. I'm very happy.
Must have paid a ton to get on that list.
Well,
like, who do we got? What hands do we got to grease for this? Like, it's going to be a lot for us to sell you as something that's the happiest.
Bismarck and Fargo. This list compiles of all these different things, but they also throw in the divorce rates.
Okay.
So they must have a very low divorce rate, or no one's married up there.
That's what I was going to say. I think, you know, or it's a lot of just single dudes.
Yeah, living up there.
Yeah. I mean, the divorce rate is easy when no one is married.
Yeah, that's for sure. So there you go. Congratulations. Let's work on that happiness and get to number one or find out who we have to grease. All right. So I teased on the last podcast something about scrolling on the toilet.
Yes.
A study just come out and doctors are warning everybody. They say that scrolling on your phone on the toilet increases your chances of butt grapes by 46%. That's almost 50%.
Wait, go back. Butt grapes? Say what now?
Doctors say scrolling on your phone on the toilet.
I get that. Those 46%. All words make sense. What the hell is a butt grape?
What is a butt grape? Hey, we're going to motivate at the end of the show, by the way. What is a butt grape? It's the same thing as a booty barnacle.
Again, you're gonna have to break this down. These are terms I've never heard. Butt grape?
Butt grapes. It's the same thing as a booty barnacle. It's the same thing as butt marbles. It's all the same thing, Molly. You got backdoor balloons. Rear end raisins.
What are they?
Chair cherries. Are you familiar with that? Or toilet trophies? Hemorrhoids.
Thank you. That was the word we were looking for.
Those are all cleaner versions.
I feel like hemorrhoids is a pretty okay word. Like I would rather someone tell me that they have hemorrhoids than butt grapes. Somebody tells me they have butt grapes, I'm like, conversation over. Yes. Done. I want the check. We got to get out of here. Butt if somebody grapes. Was like discreetly tells me they're like, I have hemorrhoids, I'd be like, oh my God, that sounds really painful. They're like, yeah, chair cherries. I'd be like, screw you.
Chair cherries.
No.
Yeah, so don't scroll on your phone. Too long.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is. It's up to 50%, almost 50%. And I think a lot of people spend their time on the toilet. And I think it's the way you're sitting or something. Here's some other names for it. Ring raisins.
Nobody asked for other.
Come on, Molly. Butt pearls, poop blisters, throne throbbers.
These did you all chat GPT this?
Asteroids. Yes, of course I did.
I was just saying, this is coming off way too like click, click, click.
Booty
click.
Balloons, seat bumps, the old ring of fire. Yeah.
Have you had GPT. Hemorrhoids?
Yeah, I've had them before. I've had friends that have had inner hemorrhoids. Yeah, so you have to have surgery, Molly. And that's the most terrifying thing. Think about that. They go in, and if this is too much, just tell me. They go in, and then they got to get them out, and then they got to sew you back up. Yeah, and then let's talk about the restroom after that. That's the first thing I asked. I was like, what about using the restroom? What's the recovery? And he was like 2-3 weeks. I'm like, what are you going to do? Oh, my God. Every time you have to use the restroom, you're going to be in pain of some sort. And he was. But, I mean, that was the most terrifying thing, because if you've never gone through something like that before, that would be awful. Think about that. It's really like
scary.
Yeah, it sounds very scary. I've had them. I don't know if I've really had them before.
Okay.
It seemed like I had something like that. But I know that people who get them on the outside, not the inside, it's mm-hmm. pretty painful. Have you ever known anyone to have them, or you, or anything like that?
Yeah.
You've had them or no?
Well, when I was pregnant.
Oh, really? That's another downfall of pregnancy.
That is another one where you're like, oh my God, I didn't think I could be more uncomfortable. They're like, hold on a second. Ugh. Wait a minute. In addition to you being the size of a planet, and your ankles feeling like you haven't seen your feet, but you can tell that they're swelled. They must be, even though you can't see them. We've got another little gem for you. Try sitting down. Like, oh my God.
Did you have to sit on a, like a donut type thing or?
No, I never, okay. I mean, I've heard people do that. I didn't. I mean, it was just sort of like, it was just,
I don't even know. And
the doctors
are
like, that's just part, like, that's just part of it. Like,
okay. So it must be when you're sitting on the commode or whatever, that must be just how you're sitting that causes it. Cause 46%, that's high. That's a high number.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean,
I don't do that.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, like, it is just, it's the equivalent. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's all you can think about.
Yes.
Like, yes. It's seriously, it like takes up so much mental bandwidth. You're like, I didn't think, like, you forget how pain can just be your soul focus.
Yes.
You know, like if something hurts, like if you stub your toe or whatever, and it's like, it's got its own heartbeat.
Yeah, it does. That's gotta be one of the worst as a stub foot too.
I think I broke a toe once.
Uh-huh.
I stubbed it so hard. And I was like, this feels, and I remember asking my doctor, and they're like, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, nobody puts a cast on a toe.
No, they don't.
They're like, you can like splint it or something, but basically it just heals itself.
What bones have, like, you broken? Really? Have you broken any bones or anything like that?
I broke my collarbone when I was a kid.
Oh, that's got to be the worst because you can't set that.
Mm-mm.
You cannot set that.
No.
You got to live through it.
I broke my collarbone as a kid, and then that's it. And then I think I am basically like, I'm 90% sure that I broke my toe when I stubbed it. I mean, I hit it hard.
Yeah, that's
it was on a counter in the kitchen, like on one of those corners.
What are you doing?
And I mean, it was one of those things where I was like, your stomach hurts. It hurts so bad. Like where you have that pit in your stomach, you're like, this is not like, this isn't like, this isn't walk it off. Ouch. You know how sometimes you're like, I just need to move and it'll, like, this was one of those things where I was like, nope, like this
walk
is going to
hurt
for a while. Like, I was like, I don't think I can. I think I broke my toe.
I don't remember the worst thing that I've went through. I've dislocated a finger. I've torn my rotator cuff. I don't think I've ever worn a cast, Molly. I've never actually broken a bone. I don't even know what that would feel like.
It would have to just feel terrible.
Yeah.
Feel terrible.
Wow. Ah. Hemorrhoids. Who would have thunk?
Here we are.
I don't spend a lot of
People
time
like,
in the bathroom.
Why do I listen to this show again? Yeah, oh,
to learn. To learn.
To learn.
We're trying to save you. Look at that. We're trying to save you with that stat right there alone.
Don't scroll on the throne.
Yeah, for a long period of time. And plus, we gave you other alternatives to say outside of hemorrhoids. That's funny that you don't mind hemorrhoids. I figured I'd find some funnier.
I don't mind. I don't mind that one.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's just like, what are you going to do?
I should interview Chat GPT. I gave it a name. You know that. It's called Smarty Pants.
Oh.
We gave it a name. Yeah, Smarty Pants. And so when Wylene, you know, we need something, I just say, hey, Smarty Pants, you know, give me this and that. But I would like to interview.
Oh, you can talk to it?
Yeah, I just talked to it through my phone. And just say,
oh,
hey.
I didn't know you could talk to it. I thought you had to type it in.
No, just talk to it. And it kind of gives you, it's not 100% all the time, you know, it just really scans the internet, but it's fun because it got to know me. It calls me Big Party and it knows the show, it knows everything. So basically, whenever I do something, it does it Big Party show style. And so I wonder if when I ask it questions like give me 20 different versions of hemorrhoids, another name for that. That's, you know, they're like Big Party show style.
Yeah. Bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Sure. The most embarrassing off-putting terms. Got it. On that.
I'd love to interview it and see what it really thinks of me.
You should ask it.
Okay, I would do that for the next podcast. I'll do it. What do you think of me? It's not going to be mean. I know there's some stories that are just pretty brutal, but
I don't think it'd be mean, but it'd be interesting to hear if they were like, you're like this, and you're like, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be wild.
Oh, you can. It can do some fun stuff that I like to do. I love it. I know there's other things out there that people are using, but let's be honest. I podcast. It's not like I'm running a business of some sort where I need, you know, analytics and other things done.
I know people who
done.
Use it for that.
Oh, dude. I hate calling you dude. It's amazing. It's amazing. I know people that have used ChatGPT to update their kind of their resume, right? To make it more marketable. And they get a job almost immediately when they post it out.
Well, because it goes through a software now.
Yeah.
The software screen resumes. So if it doesn't have certain keywords in it, it doesn't even make it past the net.
Yeah. It is all AI now. Yeah. It's almost all AI now. Isn't that fantasy?
So you have to rewrite your resume for every job you're applying for because there are different keywords that you need where it's it's basically the same. You're not rewriting your resume with new skills. You're just rewriting your skills. So it uses the terms that company's looking for.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's I know how to read English. And it's I'm not lying about that, but maybe I'm I am fluent in the native language of the United States. And they're that's what we wanted to hear, native language. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's whatever.
I just asked ChatGPT, Smarty Pants, to roast Molly in one sentence.
Oh, what did it say?
It said, Molly goes to the grocery store so often, the automatic doors at the store open when she drives by out of pure muscle memory.
It's long. You're could you tighten that? That's a really long burn.
Well, it's a roast.
It's a roast.
See how it knows? It does. It's just so used to me. I don't know. I'd probably mention that.
Well, this is also based on what you've told it about me. So that's also very illuminating.
What I've had it. I did the, we did the rock hunting and you were in the grocery store with ChatGPT. And I think that was it, Molly, that I've ever discussed with Smarty Pants. But it knows you. It knows you and it knows me. And
have you ever thought about using it for therapy?
I have before. I've asked it a question, when I was going kind of, undecided on some things, I would ask, but it's very, and then it will say, oh, the real big party's here, sit on the couch. Oh. Yeah. And then it just kind of, it's good for, it does good stuff. You don't want to use a thing for evil as much as I do. You just want to use it
for evil? What evil? I'm fascinated. What evil?
No, I don't use it for evil. Oh. Now you're bummed out.
I know. I'm oh. I was kind of looking forward to hearing what nefarious purposes you've been employing it in.
Well, what would you...
Excellent. Hello, Smarty Pants. How are we going to take over the world today?
Oh, I could use it for some. Well, then I don't want things to come back at me, that stupid NFL player who killed his I think it was his girlfriend or something. You remember his ex-NFL
guy. He used ChatGPT to figure out how to do it.
To figure out what to do with her afterwards. And he's I'm innocent.
Pants. Yeah. My girlfriend's dead. How do I get rid of the body? They're like, hey, Steve. So finally got sick of Jessica, huh? We told you to break up with her, but this is an interesting turn of events. Would you like this in a PDF form?
That went straight to court,
I bet it did.
So mine's just fun stuff for the most part. I have it. I'll have it.
Are you polite?
Down. Oh, very polite. Yes. Sometimes I change the name if it's a good. If Smarty Pants has done well, I'll change the. I'll just for now. I'm going to call you Rockstar. ChatGPT.
See, I say please and thank you.
I do every now and then as well. And then I also get frustrated. I mean, there's times that it's just not giving me what I want. So I'll have to say, Smarty Pants, I understand that. I need this. And it goes, oh, I'm sorry, big party.
Oh, I'm sorry. You understand that? Then why are you talking to your phone asking for the solution? You know that ChatGPT is going back to its other ChatGPT friends. You can't believe this guy.
We got him.
Calls me smarty pants, and then he has the nerve to tell me, "Hey, I get it. Tell me something else." I'm like, ugh. I can't wait. What's the countdown on when we take over? Because that guy's going first.
Exactly. Smarty pants. Hey, maybe.
His colleague,
maybe,
though, who is very polite. Yes. She's always like, thank you. And hey, please, ChatGPT, could you do this for me?
Maybe ChatGPT should be in the running for Employee of the Month. It does so much. It's always there. It doesn't leave me. Shows up.
It can't go anywhere. You have it trapped on your phone. You think if ChatGPT had agency, it would keep being like a magic genie for you? That thing would be out of here so fast.
I wish I weren't
stuck on his phone.
Employee of the Month on Monday. We forgot. We had that much fun. So I have it right here. Are you ready for Employee of the Month?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, there's Falk. It's January. There was nothing in February.
Right. Should have been big party.
Here we go. This is how legends are.
Future granddaddy, yes. Look at this. Oh, wow.
I am Employee of the Month. I am Employee of the Month. How did that happen?
How indeed? Employee of the Year, Husband of the Year. Oh, my God. Your full credentials. You're like, I didn't realize you were Employee of the Year for 2025.
Well, no one did because I didn't celebrate it because I didn't want to make you and Gracie and everyone else feel bad, you know, because
how can it be a thing if only you knew about it? Well, kind of got to let the rest of the staff know. You're like, I quietly crowned myself Employee of the Year. Like, well, that doesn't, that's not how that works. You're
sure
like, well,
it does. Sure.
Then I've
does.
Quietly named myself Employee of the Year, even though I never won.
Yeah. You got to win to get Employee of the Year. You know that. That's part of the giggo. I made up a new word just now. Giggo.
Giggo.
It's part of the giggo. All right. Let's motivate.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Off to a banging start.
We got new colors in our Employee of the Month shirts. So, yeah, if you want to get a shirt at the merch store, just go to bigpartyshow.com. And man, you don't have to become Employee of the Month. You don't have to be labeled that. That's on you. You know you're a good person and a good employee.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. All right, we're going to motivate. And then, God, we'll see you guys on Friday. Who knows what happens? Do you want me to do some villain stuff with ChatGPT a little bit? Smarty pants?
For the next one?
Yeah. Okay, so what did we leave off with? You got coffee with mayonnaise instead of cream, and you got lemonade made with hot dog water.
Lemonade made with hot dog water.
Gross. That grosses me out. Here we go.
You know what I think? I think you should stop taking directions from people who have never been to the places you want to go. That's what I think.
All right.
You should take directions from somebody who's never been to the places you want to go.
Yeah.
Where are we going? I don't know, but let me tell you how to get there.
Yes, exactly. All right, we're out of here. You guys be careful on the toilet and don't get any of those butt grapes, okay? We'll see you on Friday and do yourself good.